WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. In a blow to Dominion, Virginia's highest court says big electric users can shop around for renewable energy. Since Trump took office, federal efforts to crack down on predatory lending have all but ended. And we kick off our month-long series on autism with a look at new approaches to treating children with the condition, including one new program at Mary Baldwin University. This is the WMRA Daily for Friday, March 30th.
Support for the WMRA Daily is provided by the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with ample parking. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
The Virginia Supreme Court has upheld a case that makes it easier for big electric users to shop around for renewable energy. The court upheld an earlier decision by state regulators allowing large customers to purchase 100% renewable energy from an independent producer without restrictions. Dominion Energy, the state's largest electric utility, had argued that big customers who go elsewhere for power should have to give 5 years' notice before they could return to the utility. Dominion said it needs that time to properly plan for its power generation needs, while critics said the company is trying to squeeze out independent competitors unfairly. Virginia's U.S. Senator Mark Warner and Governor Ralph Northam discussed education funding with teachers in Richmond on Thursday. Northam emphasized the importance of passing Medicaid expansion to free up more money for K-12 education.
I talk to businesses all the time, and they want to know that we can train the workforce of the 21st century. They want to know that we have a world-class education system.
Northam added that since January 2014, Virginia has lost $10 billion for not expanding Medicaid. He said that's about $5 million a day. Since President Trump took office, efforts to crack down on predatory lending in Washington have all but ended, as Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports, is causing a fair amount of concern among people who oppose high interest rates.
A group of activists dressed up as loan sharks conducted a mock press conference in front of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau this week in Washington. It was just a block away from the White House, but it might as well have been on the other side of the planet from what Trump's critics say are his priorities.
This is a modern-day slavery.
That's Congressman Don Beyer, a Democrat from Alexandria. He was part of a crowd that chased the loan sharks away and essentially took over the press conference.
You know, I represent Virginia, which is the East Coast capital of predatory lending. But Virginia is also the state that has the motto Sic Semper Tyrannis. So please be confident. The tyranny of Mick Mulvaney and of payday lenders will not stand.
Mick Mulvaney is a former congressman who once drafted legislation to abolish the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. That's the agency he now leads that was created in the wake of the global financial meltdown to protect consumers. Joe Valenti at the Center for American Progress says Mulvaney has been working to undermine the purpose of the Bureau.
He dropped cases against predatory lenders like World Acceptance Corporation, payday lenders like Golden Valley that were violating usury laws, an abusive debt collector for payday loans, and more of these are along the way.
A spokesman for the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau declined to comment. I'm Michael Pope.
Finally, April is National Autism Awareness Month, and World Autism Awareness Day is Monday. So beginning today, WMRA is embarking on a six-part series about this increasingly prevalent developmental disorder. Today, we look at Applied Behavior Analysis, or ABA, a leading intervention for kids with autism, and how Mary Baldwin University is responding to the growing need. WMRA's Jesse Nadler reports.
Emmett Lowe is 6 years old. He lives in Stanton with his mom and little sister. Like any six-year-old, he's sweet and funny, he loves kindergarten, loves to play. Unlike most six-year-olds, Emmett has autism. Today he's working with an in-home therapist after school. She's trying to help him make an association of something that is wet in his environment.
Water and rain and in bathtub.
Bathtub, okay, nice try. Can we think of one new thing? That's wet. Name something that's wet.
Emmett has been taught water, rain, and bathtub as things that are wet already. The therapist is trying to help him come up with something that is wet on his own. He struggles to make a connection.
Do you want me to help you?
No!
Okay.
Emmett becomes frustrated because he has his own fixed sense of what is wet already. It can be difficult for someone with autism to visualize beyond that.
Something that's wet is milk. Nice try.
Don't do that! Is that wet?
Emmett becomes rigid. It's fairly common among people with autism. Kids on the spectrum have a need to control their environment because so much of their world seems so unpredictable. Most of Emmett's social and communication skills have been learned through repetition, backed up by positive reinforcement and something called errorless learning. It's a method structured around success, not trial and error. His mom, Monica Snow, says he's been in intensive therapy since he was 18 months old.
The thing with autism that I read really early on that everybody seems to agree on is that early intervention is the best thing you can do for these kids.
Early intervention can help pull kids with autism into the world around them. Otherwise, they often disappear into what Snow calls the autistic fog. It wasn't so long ago Emmett was functionally nonverbal. Now he knows how to make connections. He also now understands he's a little different from other kids.
He knows he is trying to use words to communicate, and he knows that there's a shortfall. It's almost like you're in another country, and you're just, you know, you're trying really hard to speak the language that you've learned.
Snow's journey with Emmett persuaded her to enroll in special education courses at Mary Baldwin University. It's where she deepened her knowledge of applied behavior analysis, or ABA. It's considered a leading intervention for autism, according to several scientific organizations and federal agencies. It's the foundation of Emmett's in-home therapy.
Initially, it was the fact that it had research supporting it. It was really that simple. Now, 4 years down the line, it's because I've seen it work. So we have a treatment plan with lots of goals.
Mary Baldwin is ramping up its ABA coursework. Many Virginia colleges offer autism classes and opportunities for research, but MBU now provides an undergraduate major in autism studies and ABA. It's in response to the increased prevalence of autism nationwide. Rachel Potter is dean of MBU's College of Education. She helped bring the new major to life. She is also the parent of a 13-year-old who has autism.
His first preschool teacher was a board-certified assistant behavior analyst. And so that really opened up the world of ABA to me and triggered my own interest in studying ABA. And it's really important to me that I can make those resources available to other people.
She's already noticed interest among students.
I had two current students in my office saying, "Hey, I heard about this new major. Is it too late for me to change my major?" Part of why that's happening is that we have a lot of students who have family members who have autism. And this wasn't just something that they were personally connected to. Now this can be something that they're professionally connected to.
As for Snow, she is currently a substitute teacher in Stanton and can't help but look at most kids' behavior, whether autistic or not, through an ABA lens. Mary Baldwin's new major rolls out this fall. For WMRA News, I'm Jesse Nadler.
Support for WMRA special series Autism in Virginia comes from Paul Obaugh Ford & Lincoln, a family-owned dealership for more than 50 years, in Stanton on Lee Jackson Highway or at obaugh.com.
Learn much more about errorless learning, applied behavior analysis, and our month-long series on autism at WMRA.org. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Friday.